Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Mula ube latte, ube ice cream, ube donut at ube liqueur. Sa patuloy na pagsikat ng ube sa iba't ibang bansa, kabilang na sa Australia, nakapasok na ang Filipino craft spirit na ube cream liqueur sa pinakamalaking liquor retailer sa bansa. Narito ang detalye. Mabibili na ang ube cream liqueur ng Destilleria Baraco sa mga istante ng Dan Murphy sa buong New South Wales, Australian Capital Territory at online sa buong bansa. Ang ulat na ito ay matapos selyuhan ang National Distribution Deal kasama ang specialist importer na 7,000 Islands Drinks. Ayon kay Siegfried Sigibakani, ang founder ng 7,000 Islands, hindi naging madali ang umpisang pagpapakilala sa gawang Pilipinong alak noong taong 2020. Pero ngayon anya, malinaw na nakikilala na ito sa Australia at buong mundo. Sa naging panayam noon ng SBS Filipino sa pamamagitan ni Edinel Magtibay noong 2023, ibinida pa lamang ni Sigi ang nasabing produkto kasama ang kanyang partner sa negosyo na si Don Valerio.
Got ube cream liqueur, which is just launched this year in September, proudly made in the Philippines by some Filipinos and some Australians out of Malay Aklan. And actually, Edinel, there was something that you said was really interesting, was because wine, the concept of wine in Philippines is actually broad. It's wine and spirits.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Australia, wine is separate from
spirits,
which is something that I had to get used to when we were talking about this, as in the Philippines, it's referred to as a wine. But here for us, it's a spirit.
Ikaw naman, Don. I know it's amazing, pero how did you find it? I mean, having the ube liqueur in the selection.
I think it's really interesting and it's really exciting to have something that is very Filipino. Purple is a really, really striking color, and you know, the ube is a really interesting taste as well. So, it's just those flavors, the colors, and the way that it's presented, is people are gravitating towards it, and that's really exciting to see that it's not just about the alcohol itself, but it's about something that is inherently Filipino that we can kind of promote and get behind. That's what I'm really excited about.
Kwento ng dalawa, gawa ang kanilang ube cream liqueur mula sa tunay na ube ng Bohol na kinaluan ng sugarcane spirit mula Negros at coconut husk mula Mindanao. Ang multi-award-winning liqueur na ito ay nagpapatunay na ang likhang bayan ay may dekalidad na pwesto sa buong mundo. Dahil dito, masagiging personal at mahalagaan nila para sa mga kababayan na maipakilala ang ube gamit ang sarili nitong pangalan at pagkakakilanlan, imbis na ikumpara lang ito sa mga iba pang ugat pananim gaya ng gabi.
Definitely the color is the first one that you see. Again, striking color of purple.
Yeah.
And like Sigi was mentioning, it's something that is only grown in the Philippines, right? And something that is inherently from the Philippines. Taro, they use it in, I guess, bubble tea flavors, and
right.
And it's really interesting that
boba
for the boba.
For,
yeah.
all of the Americans out there, the North Americans, but it's really interesting that when you get a taro milk tea or a bubble tea, what color is it? It's purple. The way that it's kind of expressed in different cuisines, I guess Pacific Islanders, it's more of a savory taste, whereas ube, like Sigi was mentioning, the Filipinos, we use it in desserts.
Yes, you know, so it's sweeter.
It's sweeter.
Yeah. Sweeter, yeah.
And I think it naturally has its own, it has sweeter notes than taro does.
Ang pag-usbong na ito ng ube mula sa isang simpleng food trend patungo sa isang mainstream flavor ay tuluyan ng binabago maging ang industriya ng inumin sa buong mundo. Sa katunayan, ayon sa Philippine Department of Trade and Industry, umakyat ng mahigit 20% ang global exports ng mga produktong ube mula sa Pilipinas. Kamakailan din ay binigyan diin ng Australian Financial Review na ang ube ang susunod sa yapak ng matcha mula sa pagiging niche patungo sa pagiging laganap kahit saan. Ipinaliwanag naman ni Don na ang kakaibang katangian at likas ng tamis ng ube ang dahilan kung bakit ito mabilis itong minamahal, hindi lang ng mga Pinoy kundi maging mga lokal na Australiano.
I've always seen, well, purple was always, for me, when I growing up, it was seen as a royal color. Like in purple is a sign, yes, sign of royalty and that. So seeing it in food and things like that, I was like, oh, this is special event or a special occasion. So every time I saw purple in food, that's what I realized, and it kind of ties in well with the with them, the, you know, that trend of like, oh, let's see how we can make this different, because there aren't that many foods outside
that are purple.
Yeah.
Hindi lang basta patok sa mata. Ang bawat bote ng liqueur, anisigi at don ay may malalim na kwento ng kultura at pakikipagtulungan na nagbibigay daan sa ating mga kababayan upang lalong ipagmalaki ang sariling atin.
Very passionate about this one because when I'm trying to explain ube to a wider Australian community, I never start off with the ingredient, right? Because it's an expression. Our gastronomy expresses ube quite differently, and I always describe it in terms of taste. And the closest description that I found that connects with the Australian community is that it's a very earthy, subtly sweet kind of vanilla, right? And for them, I met a gentleman in Canberra who described it like his grandma's shortbread cake. And if you remember our interview, I don't know, it's down to the food library.
Yes.
Of my food library of experiences is quite different to what white Australians have tasted. So, and I always like to call it as ube from the Philippines, made by Filipinos as well. Yeah.
So there is always that parang surname of ube that connected always with the Filipinos and the Philippines.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Because we're the only ones that really express ube in this way.
Yes.
And our soil in the Philippines, our volcanic soil, is quite different.
Right.
I actually tried to bring a physical ube out of the country.
Bawal, yeah.
How was it?
It was bawal, yeah. Aww. So I was even trying to get letters of support from the Philippine government to because I wanted to show the local Australians what ube looks like. Because its comparisons to yam or taro, I think, is too simplistic.
Right.
And it's actually perhaps dumbing down what is truly a uniquely Filipino product like ube.
Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.